This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's Dirty Little Secret Time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Brian. It's not his real name and this isn't his real voice. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Your dirty little secret involves your family, your extended family, not your direct family. Are you married? Do you have kids? I don't even know.
I am married. I do have one kid.
All right. So tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
My sister, who I'm really close with, is gay and married, and her wife have been wanting to have a child for quite some time, and they were looking for the right donor, and so my sister approached me saying that she wanted the child to have my or her DNA, and so if she could use my sperm, which I was fine with. So my wife knows, she's on board with it. So I would give her what she needed in a sterile cup, and then they would use it with a syringe and try to get pregnant that way, which...
Does that work?
Well, okay, hold on. Just so I'm being clear, this is going into the wife, correct? Not into your sister.
Correct.
Well, so no, that would be like, inbred, baby.
Okay. Just make
No. No one would be on board for that. They're super frustrated that this hasn't worked, and they, I guess, talked amongst themselves and feel like the old-fashioned way is the way to go.
So they want you to sleep with your sister-in-law.
Correct.
Wow. There's the dirty little secret. And it's a dirty little secret because I'm going to guess your wife doesn't know.
Well, did you agree to do this?
I haven't said yes officially. I'm kind of leaning towards it. I mean, not like, not for the sex or anything, but like my sister wants her and our family to be represented in this child.
I get it.
And like, if it wasn't for like that, like it's creepy in its own way. I mean, like neither one of us are really into it.
How romantic.
Okay.
So does your wife know about this question, this offer?
Part of it?
No.
Okay.
Will she know if you say yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it like would create such an awkward interaction that I think it's just better not knowing. I mean, she's on board for my sperm to be the donor.
Right. So so if this works, you would just tell your wife like, "Oh,
the method worked.
The syringe method's been working." If you're just joining us to recap,
boy.
This is Brian. It's the dirty little secret. It's not his real name. He has agreed to be a sperm donor for his sister and her wife. That has not been working. So now his sister wants him to sleep with his sister-in-law to try it the old-fashioned way without his wife knowing.
Okay.
This is so much.
This is a lot. So there's no reason to think that it's going to work the first time. So it's almost like you have to commit to doing it until she gets pregnant.
Well, I mean, they have all these tracking apps and, like, the stuff. So, like...
Okay.
I'm hoping that once is enough.
But what if it's not?
But what if it's not? Do you find your sister-in-law attractive?
I mean, no. Okay. I mean, she's a pretty, like, is she an attractive person? Yes. But am I attractive to her? No.
Will you be able to complete the task?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Does your sister-in-law, do you know if she's ever been with a man?
She has, but when she was in high school.
Okay, so at least it's not going to be her first experience with a guy. Okay.
It's going to be your first experience with a family member.
We've got a connection with California IVF. Couldn't we put you in contact with them and then they could do it in a lab?
I mean, they'd still have to pay for an awful lot of stuff.
You would.
Because there's some stuff that they can't give out for free.
Right.
If they could afford that, we would have done that a long time ago.
Okay. There's a dirty little secret for you. Will you let us know if you end up doing this?
No. Well, oof.
I'm not sure. Maybe we can do it just on the podcast. But if you do end up doing it, there's details, and not for pervy reasons, but I want to know details about, like, how challenging was this and stuff like that.
Or what if you really liked it?
Or what if you like it? Oh, my God. What if she likes it?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little creeped out, to be quite honest.
Sure.
But, like, if she likes it, then that's a whole other story, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Brian, thank you so much for your dirty little secret. You've got some big decisions
to make.
Boy,
do you.
It's 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.